the NASDAQ is parabolic now. And you want to talk about crazy volatility, right? With last year straight down and this year straight up. I mean, it's hard to maintain any sense of normalcy.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, today is June 14th. It's just after 2 o'clock. We got word from the Fed. James Locke is with us now from poollock.com. That's pool, poollocke.com. James, welcome back. So the Fed hath spoken.
They did. And, you know, it seems that everyone was anticipating this pause. And I know we've talked in the past and, you know, I agree that it makes sense to pause. And just as you would have imagined, they came out with all kinds of tough talk in the kind of the minutes, saying, we want to see what's going on. We're going to pause here. But hey, stock market, you should anticipate that we're coming back full force with them. Now they're talking about another 2 interest rate hikes for the rest of the year. I've heard various notes, things like that. So kind of, I would say, at least from my reading and understanding, this was kind of expected. We saw the CPI come out yesterday, and that was, you know, better than expected, or at least in line. So we're talking about 4% year-over-year inflation. It's moving in the right direction. Producer price index just came out today. That was definitely better than expected. So, you know, it seems that the inflation piece is going in the right direction, but the economy doesn't want to slow down, right? Unemployment is at least reasonable, right? And the stock market has had a big recovery. We've had housing market recovery. Now, it does seem that today is a little bit of the old adage of, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news. And so,
right,
Fed came out with their tough talk and the market started down and then continued down. But, you know, we had a rally yesterday, and I think basically what this leads to is more volatility. And that's, you know, we're not out of this, is the bottom line.
Right. And inflation's not over either, is it?
No. And, you know, I think that while inflation is moving in the right direction and, you know, everyone, you know, we liked it yesterday, that kind of CPI number, it's one of those things like, if the economy keeps spending, right, and unemployment stays low, then, you know, that's going to put pressure on inflation. And you know, we're going to see that. And I'm always a proponent, like I'm never so much against inflation. You know, it means things are happening right. You do have to keep it under control, that's for sure. I wonder how much of this too, you know, when I'll, you know, because we're starting to see used car prices coming down, things like that. And I wonder when that kind of supply chain piece that's back in force will kind of affect the economy and the market as well. And, you know, that may, hopefully the Federal Reserve doesn't overdo it, you know, when that piece kind of is back to, let's just call it pre-pandemic levels.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, look, inflation runs in cycles, and it's not unusual to see a big spike and then pull back.
Yep.
But what's really changed here?
That's what we're saying is you know, the volatility at the end of the day. And, you know, what's still crazy is, you know, even if we're saying inflation is moving in the right direction, the 10-year, 30-year bonds are still lower than, you know, there's still essentially negative return on long-term debt. So, you know, that's not good.
No, it's not.
This crazy inverted yield curve, is going to continue to kind of be a problem, right? If we constantly have all this short-term, you know, short-term yields are so much higher. I mean, you know, history just says it can't continue that way. And the longer it stays that way, the more and more chance of there not being this so-called, you know, soft landing. It's just a matter of when it happens.
Hey, and the trend is your friend until the end, right?
That's right. I never saw a trader who didn't buy top tick if they're a trend trader, right? So, you know, it's one of those things you keep going until it stops. But I do think the pause was good, right? Because you can't keep pounding the interest rate up endlessly without turning around and looking and say, all right, you know, what's happened, you know, from what we've done already, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a recession coming, right? Most economists are predicting that, but it's just a matter of when, you know, when that recession is going to come, whether it's the end of this year. It doesn't look like it right now, but into next year, you know, seems likely. You know, you can't sustain this kind of level of growth. I mean, the NASDAQ is parabolic now, you know, and you want to talk about crazy volatility, right? With last year straight down and this year straight up. I mean, it's hard to maintain any sense of normalcy with at least the NASDAQ as a whole, because now all of a sudden, you know, AI is out of nowhere and is the future of the world, right? So
true.
You know, that sort of thing. So it's hard to predict, but there's no way that the Fed is going to stop raising rates. And at the end of the day, it's just a matter of time before they're going to have to look hard at cutting rates, you know, if there is a recession.
And there is an election coming up. Let's not forget about that. And one of the things the Fed does best is, one of the things they really go after is reelecting their favorite president.
Yep. And who's ever working well with them or that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which the predecessor, not so much.
That's right.
The current one, look, who's the head of the Treasury? The former head of the Fed.
Right.
And who knows, Powell might have a cabinet position in his future as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you see that all the time. And this is, you know, this is nothing new. Those sort of like, pat on the back kind of politic games. I do the right thing now. And then, like you said, I have a cabinet position later. And it's hard to blame Powell, you know, I mean, for that sort of thing. You like to think that they're doing things very altruistically. But, you know, life has its own kind of way of working things out. So, and it's clear that the Fed is hell-bent on this 2% inflation kind of situation. And so we're going to see that, you know, and, you know, until it gets there, you know, they're going to keep poking holes in the bottom of the ship until it either sinks, you know, or gets down to that level. And like I said, I think at some point it's going to sink. That's what history tells us.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history, right?
Yeah. History repeats itself. That's why there's, stock market cycles in 30 years, each generation has to make the same mistakes of their parents, right? Kind of see those big circular stock market moves.
Yeah, for sure. What do you make of Yellen's comments on the reserve status of the dollar?
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes, you know, think there's always a big hubbub about, gosh, what if the U.S. dollar is not the reserve currency anymore? And the way I look at things is the United States is essentially the cleanest dirty shirt in the hamper, if you want to look at it that way, right?
It's the mansion in Baltimore.
The mansion in Baltimore. So I don't know. And, you know, maybe this is just me. I don't have a fear about the U.S. being the reserve currency. It's going to stay that way. There's really no one out there that can, you know, match the U.S., you know, for its stability is the bottom line.
For now, I agree. For now, but not always. The great
right. And history has shown that, you know, it is going to disappear. you know, that's for sure. You know, it's just a matter of when. I mean, heck, you know, all sorts of countries were super powerful across the globe for, you know, periods of time. And
The Dutch, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the English,
right?
Go down the list for sure. Rome, Greece.
Yeah. I mean, you go back on in history, it keeps getting longer and longer. So, you know, you always think, you know, well, China and you know, their economy, and they can, you know, drive the market, that sort of thing. You know, from an investment point of view, you know, China is always dangerous, right? They're a communist country. You cannot, you know, markets like predictability, right? China is unpredictable. They'll tell you otherwise. But the fact is, you know, until their government changes, I don't, you know, there's not going to be enough trust over there, you know, to kind of challenge the reserve currency. After that, I don't know, you know, India, like, I don't even know how that would play out. So, you know, like, at least I'll call it from a long, short-term point of view, the U.S. dollar is going to remain the dominant world. Everything's going to be traded in dollars and hedged back to dollars.
Yeah. Well, until it isn't.
Right.
But is it imminent, or is it a sustained period of decline? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anybody does. But hey, so for the rest of the year, how do you invest? How do you, you know, if we get a recession, we could conceivably see a quick, rapid decline in stock markets.
Yes. Yeah. So it's all about, you know, the rich get richer because they have cash on the sidelines, right? So you don't need to take risk for the sake of taking risk, right? There's lots of investments out there that you can be in that, you know, provide what's just called cash light or high dividends and high, you know, interest and that sort of thing. So that if we do see, you know, let's just call it back to those COVID levels, you know, then all of a sudden things become much more sustainable to reinvest. So, you know, I like having a portion of the portfolio and what I'll call cash. I mean, interest rates are pretty high in the short term right now. It's hard to argue with that. You know, to say I can get 4 or 5% guaranteed against risking, you know, that the stock market goes up 20%. I mean, I don't know, you know, the majority of S&P stocks are still down, right? Because it's all those tech stocks that are pulling it up, the average up. So things look rosier from an index point of view than they actually are.
Right.
So I don't mind keeping, a portion of a portfolio in cash. I would be hesitant to, you know, start scooping with both hands here. I mean, I will say, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it's an unusual point in life where fixed income investments actually have a potential of being a good, you know, kind of purchase right now. Because if we do see, you know, a market decline and a recession hit, they're going to cut interest rates. And, you know, now you're going to have all these higher yielding pieces, which you can now, if you wanted to, shift out of into stock. So, you know, it is a difficult spot. I would say a lot of it depends on your situation too. You know, if you're retired and the only thing that matters is the income, and that's where a lot of my clients are, well, then you actually want to minimize that volatility risk at all, right? So that, hey, if the market goes down, that's all right. My income is still secure. The market goes up, you know, great. My income is still secure.
Right. Got it. All right. Makes sense. Well, we appreciate you coming on, James. If you've got a question, James, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. There's a link to James's site in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Just click it, take you right to his site. While you're there, sign up for a free newsletter. James, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple months.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.